President Obama's in South Africa, the second leg of his three-country tour through Africa. His arrival has prompted protests against U.S. foreign policy, including the war in Afghanistan. But NPR's Ari Shapiro reports Obama will be focusing in large part on young people.
The median age on the African continent is 17. That means millions of Africans will be ready to enter the workforce in the next decade. So President Obama's holding a town hall meeting Saturday with youth leaders in Soweto, with young people from other parts of the continent participating remotely. On the flight from Dakar to Johannesburg, President Obama talked about incorporating the African continent into world markets. He said that stands to help Africa and the United States. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Johannesburg.
President Obama's trip to South Africa is overshadowed by nationwide concerns over Nelson Mandela's health. He remains hospitalized in Pretoria in critical but stable condition. Outside, people continue to pray in their own way. Salvation Army members sing a prayer for Mandela among a number of tributes shown to the 94-year-old anti-apartheid leader. Obama says he's not sure he'll visit Mandela out of concern that might interfere with the privacy of Mandela's family.